Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Manoj Singh Rana with the news at 9. The headlines. 11th International Day of Yoga celebrated across the country and abroad with great enthusiasm and participation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes yoga as a tool for global harmony, urging nations to adopt it as a part of public policy. India will never restore Indus Waters Treaty with Islamabad, says Home Minister Amit Shah. DGCA directs Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles related to crew scheduling and rostering over serious violations. Israel claims killing top Iranian commanders as airstrikes between 2 countries continue on the 9th day of conflict. Indian wrestlers shine with outstanding performances at Under-23 Asian Championships in Vietnam. And in cricket, centuries by Yashasvi Jaiswal, Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant put India in a commanding position against hosts England in Leeds Test. The 11th International Day of Yoga was celebrated today with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in yoga sessions at different locations. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage.
योगाभ्यास करने से व्यक्ति की इम्यूनिटी बढ़ती है योग के अनेक प्रशिक्षण प्राणायाम एवं योगासन की उपयोगिता बताते हुए ये स्पष्ट करते हैं कि किस प्रक्रिया को करने से किन किन रोगों का प्रतिरोध हो सकता है आजकल जीवनचर्या से जुड़ी बीमारियों की रोकथाम में भी योग चिकित्सा को उपयोगी माना जाता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized yoga as a tool for global harmony, calling upon every nation to integrate yoga into their lifestyle and public policy.
Let this Yoga Day mark the beginning of Yoga for Humanity, where inner peace becomes global policy. जहां योग सिर्फ personal practice न रहे, बल्कि global partnership का माध्यम बने. जहां हर देश, हर समाज योग को जीवन शैली और लोक नीति का हिस्सा बनाए. जहां हम मिलकर एक शांत, संतुलित और सस्टेनेबल विश्व को गति दे जहां योग विश्व को टकराव से सहयोग और तनाव से समाधान की ओर ले जाए
Prime Minister Modi also shared an article that highlighted the importance of integrating yoga into women and child welfare policies which enhance grassroots health and well-being across the country. Several leaders across the party lines participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations, joining citizens across the country in promoting health and well-being through yoga. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla led the celebrations in the Parliament premises. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also participated in a mass yoga event at the Pusa campus in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan stated that the essence of an asana lies in maintaining a stable and healthy body. Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervour in several states and union territories including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Manipur and Tamil Nadu. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the launch of country's first yoga policy on the occasion today. The Chief Minister was speaking at a Yoga Day program organized at Bharari Sen in Gair Sen.
आज अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस के अवसर पर आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की प्रेरणा से हमारी सरकार राज्य में देश की पहली योग नीति 2025 का शुभारंभ किया है आप सबके समक्ष यह योग नीति उत्तराखंड को योग और वेलनेस की वैश्विक राजधानी के रूप में स्थापित करने के उद्देश्य से तैयार की गई है जिसके अंतर्गत हम प्रदेश में योग और ध्यान केंद्र विकसित करने पर अधिकतम 20 लाख रुपए तक की सब्सिडी प्रदान कर रहे हैं
In Telangana, more than 3,000 Divyangs from about 19 states took part in the International Yoga Day event at Kanha Wellness Center at Chegur. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, called upon society to continue fostering the spirit beyond the day's celebrations, ensuring no one is left behind and the inner potential of every individual is recognized. We have a report.
The International Yoga Day held at Kanha Shantivanam near Hyderabad today has been different from other such events in the country in many ways. The event witnessed participation of over 3,400 differently abled persons of different age groups from 19 different states. Showcasing inclusive yoga, the event marked a significant milestone in the International Yoga Day events with the participation from all 21 recognized disability categories under the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016. The event has become the largest ever gathering of PWDs performing yoga at one single venue. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Around the world, thousands of yoga enthusiasts participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations by joining events focused on wellness, mindfulness, and sustainable living. We have more from our correspondent.
In the UK, from iconic London landmarks to the serene campuses of Oxford and Cambridge, yoga mats were unrolled at various venues, drawing enthusiastic participation from people of all ages and backgrounds. The Consulate General of India in New York hosted vibrant celebrations across US and also organized a special session at the iconic Times Square. In Japan, over 2,000 yoga enthusiasts joined to celebrate the day in a grand event held at the Buddhist temple Tsukiji Hongwanji in Tokyo early morning today. In Singapore, people gathered at gardens by the bay to practice yoga asanas under the iconic super trees. In Myanmar, the Indian Consulate General in Manjali celebrated the day with approximately 700 yoga enthusiasts, Indian High Commissions in several Pacific countries, including New Zealand, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, and Tonga also organized Yoga Day celebratory events with Tripti Srivastava's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Saudi Arabia, the Indian Embassy in Riyadh marked the day with vibrant celebrations at the Prince Faisal bin Fahad Sports City Stadium, drawing over 500 yoga enthusiasts from across the country. In Muscat, a large and enthusiastic crowd joined the mass yoga event held by the Indian Embassy at the picturesque Omani Village Amphitheatre in the Al Qurum Natural Park. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore the Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said the government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or the northeast. He said India is not just the safest and best, but the only place to invest in the world. The Director General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, has directed Air India to remove three officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. In a statement, the DGCA said these officials were responsible for operational lapses. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. Our correspondent has the details.
A After the hike in pension, the beneficiaries of social security schemes in Bihar will get 1100 rupees per month. More than 1 crore 9 lakh beneficiaries will get assistance and it will be credited to their bank accounts by 10th of every month. The state government is implementing Bihar Nishaktata Pension Scheme for disabled or Divyang people. Whereas under Lakshmibai Social Security Pension, widows above 18 years old are provided assistance. The state government runs Mukhyamantri Vriddhajan Pension Yojana to provide assistance to old age persons of 60 to 79 years group. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and more parts of Rajasthan in the next 2 days. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent 2 days.
Heavy rainfall and very heavy rainfall continued mainly over East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and further in the east and also Himachal Pradesh. Conditions are continued to be favorable for further advance of the monsoon over more area of Rajasthan because currently the monsoon still continue to pass through Jaipur, Agra, Rampur, Shimla and further to the Himachal like east of Leh. The condition we are making that it is favorable for more parts of the Himalayan region, Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, that is mainly western part of Uttar Pradesh, and also Punjab, Haryana, and more parts of Rajasthan during next 2 days.
Israel and Iran continue to exchange intense airstrikes on the 9th day of the conflict. The Israeli military said it targeted missile depots and infrastructure in central Iran, killing senior Iranian commanders Saeed Izadi and Behnam Shahriari in Qom and other locations. In retaliation, Iran launched missiles toward Israel, striking near industrial zones in Beersheba, Haifa and possibly Tel Aviv. Our correspondent has the details.
Tensions continue to rise in the region as Israel escalates its military campaign against Iran. Reports indicate that on Saturday, Israeli forces targeted Iran's largest nuclear facility, the Isfahan Nuclear Research Complex in central Iran. But no leakage of hazardous materials were reported. Authorities, however, have urged residents to avoid the area as a precaution. In the Iranian city of Qom, a direct hit on a residential building left 2 people dead and 4 others injured. The Israeli defense forces say that latest strike targeted Iranian missile storage and launch sites. This comes after Iran fired missile towards central Israel, with explosions heard near Tel Aviv and missile interceptions lighting up the sky above the country's second largest city. Israeli Chief of the General Staff Eyal Zamir warned that the country should prepare for a prolonged campaign against Iran. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, India has expanded its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include stranded citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka in Iran as a significant gesture of regional solidarity. According to a social media post, the move follows formal requests from the governments of Nepal and Sri Lanka. In sports, Indian wrestlers delivered stellar performances at the Under-23 Asian Championships, winning 6 medals, including 5 gold in the men's freestyle category at Vung Tau in Vietnam on the final day today. 5 gold medals were won by Nikhil in 61 kg, Sujit Kalkal in 65 kg, Jaydeep in 74 kg, Chandar Mohan in 79 kg, and Sachin in 92 kg. With this, India entered the men's freestyle category with a total of 6 gold medals. Earlier, India also clinched the women's freestyle team title after winning medals in all 10 categories, including 4 gold and 5 silver. Brilliant centuries from opener Yashasvi Jaiswal, skipper Shubman Gill and his deputy Rishabh Pant powered India to a commanding position of 471 runs against hosts England in the first innings on the second day of the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds. In reply, England were 99 for 1 in their first innings a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 11th International Day of Yoga celebrated across the country and abroad with great enthusiasm and participation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes yoga as a tool for global harmony, urging nations to adopt it as a part of public policy. India will never restore Indus Waters Treaty with Islamabad, says Home Minister Amit Shah. DGCA directs Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles related to crew scheduling and rostering over serious violations. Israel claims killing top Iranian commanders as airstrikes between the two countries continue on the 9th day of conflict. Indian wrestlers shine with outstanding performances at Under-23 Asian Championships in Vietnam. And in cricket, centuries by Yashasvi Jaiswal, Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant put India in a commanding position against host England in Leeds Test. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.